I would like to share with you all a story that shows persistency, commitment, trust, and faith, direction, sacrifice, determination, discouragement, encouragement, anxiousness, an in-depth, heartfelt, personal analysis, all compiled in this very story. What is most important to consider is the fact that God has been guiding what I'm about to share with you all along through this entire journey. I have entitled this Eye of a Needle, and I will elaborate as to why I chose that title for this particular story, and you will hear that later on in the sermon. Now, as you listen, I want you to imagine yourselves in a similar situation. Perhaps you have been through something like this, not exactly like this, but something close. Perhaps you're going through something like this now in life. Now, many of you who know me recognize the fact that I love music. I don't think that's a secret. I think many of you know that. It's certainly a huge part of who I am. I didn't really start getting into it until I graduated high school. That is, I involved myself more in playing certain instruments. I graduated in 2004, and right after that, I moved to Colorado for a short while in hopes to pursue a career in graphic design, which is what I went to school for. Well, that didn't plan out as well as I wanted it to. But my creativity started to discover as I involved myself more in music. I am not saying that there is nothing to do in Colorado. There is plenty to do there. But when I am staying at the Harris household, that's Dave and Peggy's house, who have a 3-car garage where I can play my drums in, they also have a piano in the downstairs basement, it is hard not to take advantage of it. So that is exactly what I did. I started writing songs on the piano, and I started playing drums to a lot of my favorite bands, just learning the beats, which then later on was able to create my own. When it came to drums, I was actually self-taught, something that just naturally came to me. With piano, however, I did have lessons at an early age for a few years, nothing that I wanted to do but kind of was forced into by my mom, which I didn't thank her for, but I do thank her now. But I got out of it since I just was not interested, because when it came to taking piano lessons, you were encouraged to learn songs that have already been created. And that's really not what I wanted to do. However, this all changed at the Harris household, as I played along to songs that I was familiar with, transferring guitar parts to piano, until I learned enough to start creating my own music. Now, as I was playing piano, I believe there was a piano in the garage too, right? So there was two pianos. So, as I was playing, sometimes Mr. Dave Harris would be in there, and he observed some of the songs I was doing, and he really liked some of them, one in particular, which him and I only know about. And I won't forget what he said. He said that I had something, and he actually believed in me. And he was really the first one to point that out to me, and that he thought that I could make something of that. I remembered that, so I thank you. Now, after 9 months of living in Colorado, I moved back to San Diego, and I met up with a good friend of mine, who I'm going to call Josh, which is actually his name, so I'll help you to remember easier. Now, I have known him since 1998, and he was also a guitarist and a vocalist. So we decided to write music together, and we started performing acoustic shows at local venues. Now, we tried forming a band by getting a bass player, but after a few attempts and a lack of dedication by the ones that had tried out, let's say, well, we remained as a duo band, focusing strictly, really, on writing. And what our goal was, it was to send out the songs to several music agencies, to send it out to the radio, other avenues in hopes to that someone could actually discover us. Now, we submitted our songs to an agency known as Taxi in December of 2006. And after submitting our songs, they had critiqued what we had done, and then a few weeks later, they sent us a letter with the evaluations. Now, a lot of my music, or when we had recorded, was in my bedroom, so there wasn't really anywhere else to record. And with the limited technology and the devices that we used in order to record, our quality was not the greatest. However, it was the idea that was there, and that's what they saw. And even then, they told us that we had great potential. We had songs that could be hit quality songs. The quality and the engineering is what needed to be improved. At that time, I was living with my parents, and new neighbors had just moved in. One day, my neighbor, who I'm going to call Chris, overheard me playing on the drums. He came to my window, and we started talking. Now, he was in the process of building a studio in Ramona, which is a city that we live in, and he offered to record songs that we had so he could build up his resume to gain experience. Now, this would be a great start to record a decent-sounding album, and the best part of it was it didn't cost us anything. So as we waited for the studio to be built, Josh and I took a little break from our music, and in the meantime, in February of 2008, I was involved with another project by a fellow employee where I was working, who we're going to call Rob. Not this Rob, a different Rob. And he was also a musician. He wanted to have an album recorded, and he was looking for a drummer that would fit his criteria in this particular project that he had. Now, he had vast experience. I believe he was about 10 years older than I was, and he toured for several years. He was from Minnesota, and he moved to San Diego. And he actually had already been involved in two or three albums of his own. But he wanted to do something now strictly based on what he wanted to do. And he was looking for that particular person to help him out. For about a year, we worked on this album. And in April of 2009, we went into a studio where I had recorded the drums to 14 songs, which I completed in 5 hours, which also included the setup and the sound check. So really, 3 hours time, I had to do 14 songs. The reason for that is being, since he was paying for everything, since he hired me, he wanted to make sure that we were going to get this all done in a quick amount of time. Of course, all the pressure was on me. But after that was completed, the rest would be done later by Rob himself. Now, shortly after the feast, in October of 2009, my wife and I moved to a new house, which had an attached one-car garage, even though it wasn't really a garage for a car, but more like a side room. But I was very excited, since I converted this room into my very own studio. No more playing in the bedroom. No more playing in small, confined areas where it was unbearably hot in the summer, which I was doing. Now I had my own space, fairly large room, where I could do my music. So my friend Rob, who did the first album with, got word of this and immediately proposed that I would be involved with a second album, while the first one was in the editing process. Since now I could do the drums at my studio, it would save him a lot of money because it would be free. So in May of 2010, we recorded the drums to 10 more songs at my house. This project had really challenged me as a drummer, since it was very technical and very specific in the way that he wanted it. But this had definitely increased my skills, which would later prove to be more beneficial. Now, at that time, when we were doing this, I thought that this could be it. This could be, you know, him and I could get together and we could form a band and we could share our music all over the world. But it just was not happening. And it was actually more that I wanted just for myself personally, I didn't want to be just that drummer, because that's all I would be in that band. I wouldn't really have much say when it came to the songwriting, and that's really what I wanted to do. I just wanted to be involved more. Now, since my part was done as a drummer, and with these two albums with Rob, the rest needed to be recorded and edited. And I was just waiting for the finished product, as I still am doing today. It is a very long process, because he is a perfectionist. And since he's taking over all the editing and all that, I'm just waiting now till that is finally done. The latest I had heard was a few weeks ago, when he was getting together with a producer on the East Coast to help him complete the albums. So I'm just waiting to hear what's going to happen with that. Now, what was the point of all of this? You know, I knew what my talents were and what made me happy. And the Bible shares many examples when it comes to where our talents lie. I know what my potential could be in regards to music. God also knows what our potential is. He says in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, "Before I formed you, I knew you." God knows what we could be, what we may do. He knows everything we think about. He knows what our desires are and what makes us happy, what we work hard for to achieve. Please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. Very familiar. Ties in well. "Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. For there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going." God has given us talents to use. He knows where our skills lie, and He knows that we need to use them. Let's look at this in Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 through 30, we read about the parable of the talents. And I believe we had already read this feast, but I want to share with you again, because it is good to repeat ourselves, right? Verse 14, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. Likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of the servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, 'Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents beside them.' His Lord said to them, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.' He also, who had received 2 talents, came and said, 'Lord, you delivered to me 2. Look, I have gained 2 more besides them.' His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.' So far, both had overcome the same according to their abilities. But notice verse 24, "He who had received the 1 talent came and said, 'Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, gathering where you have not scattered seed. Yet I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours.' But his Lord answered and said to him, 'You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore take the talent from him, and I give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away.' And he cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Don't really need to explain much here, but that is exactly what we have to do with the talents that we have, how we're supposed to use them. Also, the Bible does mention that we must do what makes us happy. Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 15. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 15, we read, "So I commended enjoyment, because a man has nothing better under the sun than to eat, drink, and be merry, for this will remain with him in his labor all the days of his life, which God gives him under the sun." And also in chapter 9 and verse 7, "Go, eat your bread with joy, drink your wine with a merry heart, for God has already accepted your works." So going on with the story, during this time, since after recording the first album with Rob, Josh and I were still getting together and we were still writing songs and we're still playing. So in January of 2010, the studio was finally finished and we went into Chris's studio to start practicing and to start recording. Now the question came up whether we wanted to have Chris join the band as our bass player, so we could start playing some shows as an actual band. Now, he was willing to give it a shot, and he was actually the one to propose the idea by putting the offer on the table. So why not? What do we have to lose? So our first test show that we had came in that same year in July of 2010. Now, we weren't just an opening band, but we were actually the headliners, meaning we were the ones to finish it off that night. This being our first show proved to add some pressure to us, especially to Chris, since he was a bit nervous, since this was his first time actually playing the bass live. But we encouraged him, saying, you know what, just do it. Let's see what we can do out of this. The show was an absolute success. Feedback was incredible. And many of the people that were there already knew about us, but had never seen us as an actual full band to perform. So they definitely showed their support. The owner of the club, and also the sound man, came to us saying, in quotes, "Prepare for big things to happen to you guys." Now, of course, they also did not realize that this was actually our first show, and that brought on more of a shock to them. But we were overwhelmed. I mean, we were excited. We didn't know what to expect. And it was such a great feeling that we had. Well, the word had spread immediately. And we were asked to play at venues throughout San Diego. And our third show was the following month in August 29th, where we had opened for a very well-known band that was popular for all over the world. Yes, things were moving up slowly. So we also started making a little bit of money from ticket sales, from merchandise, and so forth. We started putting a website together with the graphic designer. We released a demo CD in February of 2011. We started making bands t-shirts. We started doing all this merchandise just to get the word out. See, now that we were starting to establish ourselves more, something very important was about to happen. I had to make sure that the band and I were all on the same page. And this had to do with my beliefs and the strong convictions that I have. So I had a meeting with them, and I told them pretty much everything, all the key points of what could, you know, affect the band when it came to doing shows and such. And they were pretty much already familiar with what I believed in, especially Josh, who known me for a long, long time. But I had to tell him everything, because now it started going up to another level. This time I really wanted to make sure that they were okay with it. They understood that I would not compromise under any circumstance, no matter what the opportunities would be, and that communication was key, absolutely vital. If I gave in to compromising, the band would be in jeopardy. They understood, and they were in agreement. I was ready to walk if they weren't in agreement. I had a responsibility to uphold, and I was now in control. I had to be, because with any opportunity that came our way, they would have to check with me first. This is almost like a father figure. They would come to me and say, hey, there's a show coming up. Are you able to do this? Are you able to play that night? And so, well, it depends. What kind of a show is it? Is it a benefit show? That's another thing I had to take into consideration. I assured them that if they stuck with this, blessings would come, because I knew that if I did the right thing, that God would bless me, thereby blessing the band. A great example could be found in Genesis 39. And that has to do with Joseph. Genesis chapter 39, verse 2 and 3. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man. He was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. And in verse 5, so it was from the time that he had made him overseer of his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. We all know what happened with Joseph and how he was tremendously blessed, and everybody that he was in association with. Now, I did a lot of thinking at this moment that we were in, because my dreams of playing live and being in a band, sharing our music, was actually happening. I didn't think it would back then. It was all, you know, a childhood dream or whatever you have. But when it starts happening, it really starts to come to play more. But I knew that this is what I loved to do. Music was a part of me, and it's what made me happy. Yet, I still had questions about what this all meant and what could become of it. Last year, October 2010, most of you will recall that I wrote a forum which was entitled Before I Turned 30. I talked about how I had a plan in mind and the goals I was pursuing before I reached the age of 30. How I graduated college to become a successful graphic designer, how I would travel the world, how I would get married and have a family, how I would become successful in music for the whole world to hear, to be content, and I would share my fortunes with my family and the church. That's a dream that I had. It's what I envisioned. Many of the things that I wished for had not come into place the way that I had planned. I did graduate from college. I didn't find a career in what I studied, but I am actually using the skills I have learned in conjunction with music when it comes to making flyers for our shows, when it comes to the t-shirts and designs, working with other graphic designers and web designers, since they have to have that knowledge to try to piece everything together. I'm still keeping strong with music, hoping that someday I could land that hit song. I have traveled a little bit, not nearly enough to see the whole world. I did, however, meet my wife, and we do have a family together. Now that, out of all the things, did actually really come true. For the most part, I mean. I ended the forum by saying that everything is possible with God in my life, and because I know this, I am going to continue pursuing my dreams as God guides me along the way. And so far, He has. There hasn't been a reason for me to quit. I'm just going to have to see, though, if this is all in accordance to God's plan to grant me my wishes. And I ended by saying, perhaps before I turn 40. It's 9 years away. We'll see what happens. Now, the Bible is very encouraging. And many of my questions were answered by praying, by studying, listening to sermons that, coincidentally, in my mind, were about me and what I was going through. Let's look at this in Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. We read, "My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver, search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the paths of justice, preserves the way of the saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity and every good path. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you, understanding will keep you." And also in chapter 15, in verse 31, chapter 15, verse 31, "The ear that hears the rebukes of life will abide among the wise." I knew that whatever I did when it came to music, I had to make sure that God was always involved. March 26, 2011, day I will always remember. We had another show as an opening band, just a local get-together, I guess. We were very excited. We were pumped. Crowd was into it. Crowd was involved. Everybody was having a great time. Well, we had played our best show that night to date thus far. Little did we know who was in the audience that night to hear us play. It was an investor from Los Angeles who had worked in the music industry for 10 years, and I'm going to call him Art. Now, I already knew him through a very good friend of mine who actually attends another Church of God group, and we had done some investing together, so he came down by surprise to hear us play since he knew that I was in the band. He didn't know what to expect, as I didn't know what to expect when I first started playing. But he wanted to see for himself, because he had heard. He absolutely loved it. He loved the fact that we were there to have a good time, to share it with the audience, that we were humble, that everything that we did when it came to our lyrics and what we wanted to express was clean, that we were ourselves. We did not come across like typical rockers that you see out there. That our lyrics could relate and had a great story behind them. The energy that we had as we performed and the quality of the songs that we had written. Right before he left, he came up to me and he told me that he was going to make some calls and that he had big plans for us. That he would call me in a couple of days. And that was it. I didn't know what to expect. It's like, wow. It's like, okay, we'll see if he really calls in a couple of days. Yeah, of course, I did know him, yes. I didn't realize how much I really did know him. I was overwhelmed at that moment. I did not know what to think. Sure enough, just like he said, I received a phone call a couple of days later. And I was asked he asked us if we could put on a private show for him and his family at our studio that we play out of in Ramona. So we agreed, obviously. So he drove down that following weekend with his wife and his three kids. We had around 25 people actually there at the studio. Word kind of got out. And we did our thing. We did what we do every time we practice. We just played. Josh and I also played some of our original acoustic songs to show them our diversity. A lot of our songs that we had done in the beginning before we were a full band, because we had written a lot of acoustic songs prior. We also gave him a CD consisting of 26 original songs that we had recorded, everything from Josh and I to the songs that we had recently done as a band. So they left, and I was still awake, along with Josh, who had come over to spend the night, because of course we're excited, we feel good, we can't sleep. So That night, after returning to L.A., I received this text from Art at about 12:30 in the morning, and he said, "Hey guys, we made it home safely. Thanks for putting on a great show. I can't decide which songs are the best. They are all amazing. Keep dreaming big. I dream bigger. Kids had a blast. My wife's impressed, and I am sold. It was meant to be. Let me start rolling up my sleeves. I don't think I'm going to sleep tonight. May God bless us all on this journey together. I am more driven and inspired to help your band because we love your family and your friends. People like you deserve a chance to make it out there. I know our paths were meant to be." So we started talking some more. He told me about the vision that he had for our band, how he would share this with the whole world, a vision that I have never heard before, and only he could make that happen. Something I've always thought in myself, which would work out great, but how would that be able to work out, right? Since he worked in the industry, he had many connections. He had plenty of resources. But then again, it just all seemed too good to be true. If this was really meant to happen, I needed to let him know exactly where I stood, just like I did with the band. So here I go again, putting everything out on the line. And so I wrote him an email a couple days later, which was April 6, 2011. And I wrote, "Hi, Art. I wanted to share with you something that's very important in my life. In fact, the most important thing in my life. And because I have stuck to it, I truly believe it's the reason why I am here today, starting to live my dreams. And I'm referring to my religion. I don't know how much you know from a friend I was talking about who's in that Church of God group, since he obviously knows him and he knows about his religion, which is, you know, so he has some kind of an idea. I'm not sure how much he has told you, since our religions are virtually the same and a lot of things that we believe. As you know, I do keep the Sabbath, which I keep from Friday night sunset to Saturday sunset. During that time, I would not do anything I would normally do during the week, since I set that day aside for a holy purpose, to give glory to God. Meaning, I wouldn't be doing anything that would involve music during that time. This is something I've kept all my life. I have never compromised, and because of that, as you said, I believe that this is why I have my talents and have a very good chance of doing the impossible. I have nothing without God in my life, and it is God I have to thank, since He is the one that directs my life. I can see through your texts and what you have told me already that you also recognize that fact, and I am glad to see that. In a nutshell, my church believes the Old Testament is in effect when it comes to the holy days, and as the days and such as the days of unleavened bread, Pentecost, trumpets, Feast of Tabernacles, in which we observe, and many of the man-made holidays which we do not observe, like Easter, Christmas, and Halloween, just to name a few. Through the proof of the Bible, there are reasons that we don't observe these days, and in my case, I do not want any affiliation with it. Let's say, for example, playing a show in support of it. This is something I addressed to Josh and Chris from the very beginning, before we played our first show. And I let them know that I would never play on the Sabbath, and or what I have mentioned above. I made it very clear that I would never compromise when it came to my beliefs. They did not have a problem with that so far. It hasn't been a problem, as you can see. Why? Because the moment I give in, even only once, I might as well throw all away, since my blessings will disappear. Not only would I let my family and church down, I would let myself down, and my dreams would be jeopardized. I have a strong support behind me, especially from my church, my family, and friends, and anything is possible through God. Many know how I have lived my life, and I have a huge responsibility to show for it. Now, Art, if this is okay with you, and you are willing to work with me on this, then all the power to us. Your vision is remarkable. I love what you have in mind, to help, to inspire, to give, to share to the world. And this is also what I want, and also what the band wants. I pray to God this will all work according to His plan. It certainly looks promising, and I believe that God favors this. and that there is a reason why I have stuck with music and why I did not give up to have Josh and Chris part of my life and to meet you. Is this meant to be? I hope so. And since we call the shots, then I don't know what the problem would be. I know there are going to be tests and trials, but as long as we communicate and are totally honest with each other, then I know that we will succeed. If there's anything else that you want to know, anything at all, I would be more than happy to share it with you. My family and I are very blessed to have you in my life, in our lives, and hopefully you will continue to be as we pursue our dreams. Now, I prayed very hard before I wrote this email, and I prayed just to see what God could show me in this, because I did. I put everything on the line here, not knowing what to expect from him. This could very much be thrown in the towel, and I could get the answer that I needed from God and also from him. Well, he responded the very next day, and he wrote, "Hey, Michael, your words were spoken so beautifully from the heart. I have been praying for the right answers. All my decisions have seen God's hands on it. I always wait for his word or his signs. My brother, God has spoken through your email. I now have the absolute answer. I have prayed for the greatest opportunity to give him or give God his glory. Your music will bring relevance to this wacky world. Our work will be showing God's blessings. Everything you wrote, I felt strongly about. Now I realize God gave me you guys to work with. He gave you me to protect you, to help you, and believe in you. I am so moved by your strong convictions, and I promise you I will help keep us humbled by God's blessings. I am not sure who needs who more. I know I am very thrilled and excited to know God has given me friends who have amazing talents. Your friendship is far more important to me. Your wife and son are now part of my family. Your circle of family and friends are now mine as well. I was planning on taking a step back and decide on whether this made sense for me. I realize now God has spoken and you are now my responsibility. I totally respect your Sabbath. Like I said, I do things differently from the industry. Whenever we perform, it is on our time. We call the shots and the industry will make their arrangements. We will not compromise our integrity of our faith for money, stardom, or convenience. I'm praying that you, Josh, and Chris will be on the same page. I have no doubts we can do great things together. Thank you, Michael, for being so open in your email and feeling that trust with me. I am honored as a friend, blessed to have you bring me even closer to God. Simply amazing. With God, anything is possible." Our goal was to put a professional album together. On May 23rd, 2011, we met with a recording engineer in San Diego, who was strongly referred, along with Art, who drove down, and we discussed our plans. With this recording engineer's vast knowledge and incredible resume with artists he had worked with for over 30 years, he seemed like the perfect candidate. He was very excited to work with us, as were we. We gave him all the songs that we had recorded, so he could determine which would be the potential songs for the CD. Now, we had a plan in mind as to when this would all happen, when we would all go into the studio to record. After all, this was the recording engineer's business, and he needed a deposit, and since this project involved about 2 to 3 months of commitment, the band would also need to be compensated during that time off work. Our plan was to start in July. But was this in accordance to God's plan? And that is always a question you're going to be hearing throughout the sermon. So in Proverbs chapter 16 and in verse 9, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9, we read, "A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." We cannot trust in our own plans, yet we have to have God do it for us. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21. "There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel that will stand. Chapter 20, verse 24. A man's steps are of the Lord. How then can a man understand his own way? Now, without going into too much detail, for this to happen, the plans that we had set, the funding on art's end would have to come through, which would take care of all of this. Only then could we book the studio time and the time off work. He expected that this would happen in the upcoming weeks. So, in the meantime, while we were waiting, we were entered into a battle of the bands contest, where a promoter who was already familiar with our band, since we had played a show before, which he was in charge of, and after hearing us play, he really liked us a lot, and he was putting this whole thing together, and as soon as he found out that we were interested, he immediately signed us up to play. And on May 28th of this year was a preliminary show at a great venue in San Diego. Well, we did great. We advanced to the semifinals, and we then played the following month. At this semifinal show, the recording engineer that we had met with had come to watch us play, and after seeing us live, was even more convinced to work with us and told us that we definitely have what it takes to make it. We found out that night that we had made it to the finals. That took place at one of the biggest venues in downtown San Diego, and that happened on August 6th of this year. This was big. What started out as 64 bands ended up being only 8 that would all compete for a slot at a huge music festival known as Warped Tour, and this would be done in front of thousands of people. Our local newspaper got word of it, and we were featured in the entertainment section. Radio stations had started playing some of our songs during their local hours that we had submitted to them. Now, we did not win this finals show, but the experience was amazing. With only a year together as a band, and to make it this far was quite an achievement. Not to mention the support that we had received throughout, not only for the band, but for me personally. Now, obviously, the San Diego brethren knew about what I was doing, so they obviously were in support of it. My family's been in support of it. The Germans know all about it. They've been in support of it. But this means a lot to me, obviously. And it still does, because I know this is my passion. So during this time, our plans to go into the studio in July did not happen. The release of the funding on arts end was still on hold, since he was constantly battling with the banks, to have the funds released. That is too much I don't even know about, but he was doing everything he possibly could to make that happen. He knows more than I do on that. We were all waiting to hear good news. We were faced with continuous patience, and I mean continuous patience, ongoing delays, trials and sacrifice. Now I was really confused. I was hoping for this all to come through. The plans were perfect, or so that is what I thought. Prayer was on the forefront of my mind, which included fasting, which also included, Let's go to Matthew chapter 7. All familiar, of course. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 through 11. Ask, it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. To him who knocks, it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if the son asks for bread, will give him a stone? If he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? These scriptures I'm about to read here, including this one, are definitely ones I kept reading over and over and over again. And also in chapter 21, and verse 21 and 22. Because not only do we have to ask, but there is more to it. Chapter 21, verse 20. Yeah, 21 and 21. So Jesus answered and said to them, "Surely I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, it will be done." Now, this is obviously a figurative saying here for big problems that are in our lives. Verse 22, "Whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive." It's not just asking and to pray for something, but you also have to believe what you ask for. James chapter 1. James chapter 1, starting verse 2, we read, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, and who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him." Verse 6, "Let him ask in faith, without doubting." Now, I will admit, worry had crept in a few times, but I must say, not as bad as it could have been because of encouraging words such as these in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 through 32, we read, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things." Yes, I'm human. Worry had crept in, and I started thinking about all this, what this all meant. It is only natural to think that way. But there's a reason why these scriptures are in the Bible, and why we read them, why we obey them. You know, I certainly had my fair share of trials, and my family and I went through them. I was tested many times when asked to play shows which I had to turn down because of my personal convictions. And I hope that the band respected my decisions. Sacrifices had to be made when great opportunities presented themselves. But I knew that it involved compromise. And since I objected, with help from God, not just there, but also from the ministry, counsel from the ministry was vital in this as well. I knew that I made the right decisions and had the confidence that God would bless me. I'm still constantly faced with decisions, with every trickery that Satan throws at me, the snare he sets to see if I will give in. I needed to be in control. You can read this, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 5. "Do not deprive one another except with consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer. Come together again so that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control." We've heard how Christ was tempted by Satan many times, especially in Matthew chapter 4. But Christ prevailed because he was in control. There are also many other things I had to consider for myself personally. And if I wanted to be successful, especially in this industry and society, then we have to do what it says in Matthew chapter 5, and verse 14 through 16. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. The Bible also tells us that we are not to love the world. And if you know about the music industry, a lot of that has to go with that. So also notice that in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 through 17. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 through 17. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Also noticed in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove or also test what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, as I already said, I am not giving up. There hasn't been really a reason for me to give up. I haven't had that specific answer, I guess. In fact, the trials that I've been going through has made me stronger. Trials that we go through makes us stronger, and our faith increases. I have to keep fighting. And I have to keep running, as it says in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. I thought about the intentions that I have for making music. Not the desire to become rich, as we see in James chapter 4 and verse 3. James chapter 4 and verse 3, you ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. And also in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. But those who desire to be rich fall into the temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. That was not my intention. My intention was to share my passion to the world. How I want to give, how I want to help, how I want to inspire, how I want to teach. That's what I love to do. I thought about how this could be a window of opportunity to share to others my beliefs, since people will discover what I fact do believe. They're going to wonder why I don't play Friday nights. They're going to wonder why I'm not going to participate in the holidays of this world, but why I believe what I do believe. I know that this is not going to be easy, and I may be hated for it, but I am willing to take the challenge. Isn't that what we're all supposed to do anyway? We have to stand up for the truth sooner or later. I might as well do it with a bang, I guess. Now, I constantly received updates from Art that were encouraging, not just for me, but also for himself, since he believed and had the faith that I did, for the most part, that we should not at least quit, that I should not give up on him. He gave me an analogy one time over the phone. He said, you know, because he ran a marathon, and when he got to mile 23, he was just absolutely just about to quit, right? Now, why, when running a marathon, would you quit in that last mile when you only have a mile left to go? And so this is exactly where we were at in this scenario. This is where we were in this timeline, let's say, of the plans that we had made. We were on that last mile. I wasn't about to give up. I wasn't going to quit. I continued and still do put my trust in God. David went through many trials, but always knew whom to turn to. Let's look at this in Psalm chapter 118. Psalm chapter 118, verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And verse 5. I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my desire on those who hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. I also understood that if I wanted to be blessed, I had to make sure things were resolved on my end, anything that could detract from God's blessings, since God could delay the process, and we've heard about that earlier as well in sermons. Have we not been there, though? Hoping for something to happen, and we ask ourselves, what is the delay? Something that I have asked myself. So let's look at this in James chapter 5 and verse 11. James chapter 5 verse 11, indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. Actually, let's go back to Psalms chapter 25. Psalms chapter 25, verse 3. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. And in chapter 27, verse 13 and 14, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. The email that I had written to Art, not knowing how he would respond, I started out by saying what the most important thing in my life was. And as we turn back to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, I'll just cite it. We finish off by saying, as previously I read to 32, but in verse 33 of Matthew 6, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So I knew what I had to do first in order for something else to happen. Even though I was still, and I still am, faced with trials, I have to respect the fact that there is a purpose for them. Previously, I read James chapter 1, verse 1 through 9. Now continue in verse 12 of James 1, where we read, blessed is a man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. I also want to turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. In verse 15 through 22, we read, "See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good both for yourselves, for all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things, hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil." There was also another thing. I had the chance to take off work for at least 3 months as a leave of absence. This was a one-time opportunity that would help the company save money, yet at the same time would be great to take advantage of to focus on music. Best part is, if all else fails, I can return to work. The work knew about music, obviously, with me, and my head manager and supervisor were in complete support of this, and with their help, were able to bring this about. And they also believed in me from the very beginning that something great could happen. Now, these 3 months would run from this October to January. And I needed to know by the last week of September, this was last month, if I was able to do this, since I would need to be compensated somehow during that time off. I just discussed it with Art. He realized the situation. So there was more patience. There was more praying. There was more faith in hopes that it would be God's will. Since I actually did not have any vacation days left for work. And it was great that I would be able to take time off because my family's here. I could spend time with them, or else I'd have to work during that whole time. And it would be problematic. I mean, obviously, I'd take off for the feast. But obviously, I would not be compensated during that time because I just did not have anything left at work. So that's where the praying and the faith and patience came in. Now, just a few weeks ago, I spoke to the recording engineer, and he urged us to all to get together once more. So on September 26th of last month, we had a follow-up meeting with him at our studio, and Art had listened in from Los Angeles via phone. So we discussed the preparation process for the studio and which songs would make the final cut for the album. We had a list of 28 songs, which we had to narrow down to just 12. And after 2 hours, we finally determined which ones would make the final product. The engineer expressed his excitement over the songs and had complimented us for our songwriting skills. He told us that he would invest his time to help us prepare by perfecting the songs before we would go into the studio. It was a successful evening that night, and Art then confirmed, "I take those 3 months off." So my last day of work, my present job, was just 2 days later, which is September 28th. I am now able to spend time with my family from Germany during their whole visit. Get to spend time here, obviously, and thereafter. The plan two, as of right now, is to immediately start working on the songs beginning in November, and then we'll then proceed to record our debut album in the studio in the upcoming months, to then have it ready by the beginning of next year, where it will be officially launched to the public. Now, this is obviously a really big dream come true. However, it is not set in stone yet. And so I have to respect the fact, the plan that God has. I'm going to continue to pray for this to happen, but we will just see if this is in accordance to his will. I would have never imagined this to happen only a year ago. Even when I wrote my form, back in October of 2010. Obviously, I had no idea what was going to happen subsequent to that. You know, a familiar scripture had been expressed several times between Art and myself throughout this adventure that we have so far. The same phrase that we use in the email messages to each other, which is also found in Mark chapter 10 and verse 27, which also explains the title of my message. Mark chapter 10 and verse 27. Jesus looked at them and said, "With men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible." Now the phrase "eye of a needle" is explained a few verses above that, where it says in verse 25, "It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." Now I'm not focusing on the rich man part. What I'm focusing on is the impossibility of a camel to go through an eye of a needle, even though God explains here that it is easier for that to happen. Why? Because of verse 27. And that is how I view this whole journey so far, the impossibility of things happening with man, but that through God, anything is possible. However, with all the commotion that happens throughout the year, the normalcy of life that we are accustomed to, one thing I can honestly say which I am grateful for, and that is what I am doing right now at this moment, and that is keeping the feast. This right here is providing a balance in life. When we need that break, when we have that relief from stress, from the hustle and the bustle and the struggles that we are faced with every day, those negative elements do not have to interfere during this joyous time. We are all here together, of like mind. We are all happy and we are rejoicing, all for a very good reason. Now, music aside, this is what I have been looking forward to, especially in the past couple months. It wasn't so much taking 3 months off work, which I was looking forward to do music. No, it was so I can spend time with family and friends. The music could happen any time, but because I can take advantage of what work was offering, this is what my focus was right here. Now, I'm sure many of you had your fair share of trials as well. But here we are, and we are to rejoice over that. But notice this in 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ." We are tested for the purpose of success. Now, we don't think about the negative while we are here. Rather, we are to focus on the positive. What's interesting about this whole adventure thus far is the fact that I could not tell you a year ago how everything was going to turn out like it had for me. There's only so much we do know, however, as we see in 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 9. "For we know in part, and we prophesy in part." In verse 12, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known." Now we've heard about this scripture already, but in a different point. But we see our future dimly at this point, not knowing how it will all pan out. But we will fully see in the result. The end of the matter is better than the beginning. But we need to wait patiently for it, as it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8. By using this story that I have shared with you today as an analogy, we know it's going to work out, and that God will fulfill the good work that He has begun in us. Notice in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. We should also take advantage of the time that we have and make the best of it, as it says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16, by redeeming the time or using it profitably, not wasting it, because the days are evil. We are also to walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, as it says in Colossians chapter 4, verse 5. As this is what I have to do with music and with my musical talents, as we all must do in light of what our talents are, and especially in regards to preparing for the kingdom. We must take advantage of every opportunity to advance toward the kingdom and to overcome. In conclusion, God makes a promise to all those who remain faithful, and as a result for their faithfulness, he will bless them. Notice in Psalms chapter 21 and verse 2. Psalms chapter 21 and verse 2. You have given him his heart's desire and have not withheld the request of his lips. And also in chapter 145 of Psalms. And in verse 15 through 21. Psalms chapter 145, verse 15. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. And verse 21, my mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless him, his holy name, forever and ever. As I have been patiently waiting and hoping and praying that God would grant me the desires of my heart, we all have been longing for the same. Perhaps all of you have a similar story in mind. Whatever it is that you desire. In my case, I eagerly wait for the completion of the story when the album is actually finished. Now, I made a timeline, because I was just curious, and I put the timeline of events which I have shared in this story, and I wrote it all out and described each date. And what's interesting to note is the beginning of this entire journey from August of 2004 until now is just about 7 years, which, as we know, is a completion, or is symbolic for completion and perfection. Now, this could just be coincidence, but that would be great if that was going to be the case. But I thought that was just interesting how this all had happened and how God is involved in everything that we do. Now, I know that one thing is for sure. As long as I have God in my life, and as long as this is all according to his will, then he will grant me the desires of my heart. And to reiterate the phrase that had been used in this sermon, and also throughout this entire journey, with God, all things are possible.